Is it possible to really live a life that's stress-free and focused on what matters? Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. So is it possible? It is, but you have to be willing to make some choices along the way. How do you even know if you're focusing where you should? How do you know that you're defining things in the right way? You see, you can't live your priorities if you don't know what they are. A few days ago, I talked about one way to think about priorities, but today I'd like to share a different way that you can think through the process. Now, David Allen, who is the author of Getting Things Done, which is an international GTD phenomenon for people, talks about different horizons of focus. The horizons are the different ways we can look at what we do and how we determine what those things are. At the highest level, you ultimately have very few items: why you are, what you are, and who you are. The next level you have is your vision for what you want your life to be and what you don't want it to be. Your vision is the light at the end of the tunnel. It's the picture of where you ultimately want to be. It does not talk so much about the how or when, but what is or will be. Your long-term goals define how and when you'll be reaching that point towards your vision. At any given point, you normally have 5 to 10 long-term goals. Now, long-term is defined differently by different people. So you see, some people think years and years into the future, while others think about the upcoming year as long-term. You have to decide what's right for you. If you have about 15 areas of focus and responsibility, these areas could be spiritual, relationship, physical health, mental health related, etc. These are things that you'll frequently work to incorporate into your daily life as habits and patterns. For example, exercising 3 times a week, or having time for personal reflection or daily prayer. A project is defined as a time-limited endeavor with a specific start and end date or completion date, and it's undertaken to create a unique product or service which brings about beneficial change or some added value. At any given point, we normally have 30 to 100 projects. Some of those projects align directly to levels described in earlier, while others are given to us, whether we want them or not. Now, our next actions or to-dos are the detailed level actions that need to happen to complete a project. We typically have 150 to 225 tasks at any given point because there are many tasks that correlate to a project and so on. With all of these things to do, how in the world do we not end up feeling overwhelmed? The answer is systems. The more your brain believes that you have systems to control all of the things that you have to get completed at given points in time, the less you will rely on your memory. If you are not relying on your memory, then that same brain power can be focused wherever you want. You are more at ease because you're not continuously thinking about what you want to get done. So do you agree with this theory? Have you ever looked at your life once in this way? I'd be interested to hear what you think. If you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie L.H. Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And if you like this, I'd love it if you'd share it with your friends. Thanks, and have a great day.